Welcome to the People of Bloomsbury podcast, the first book in the Curled Up and Cozy collection, narrated from the desk of the author, DJ Swales. Part 1, A New Day. Chapter 2, Jasper Mince. Crouched between two cars, Jasper Mince shielded the glow of his cigarette and waited until Josie, the old lady he often saw on his nocturnal jaunts, disappeared around the corner. After stubbing out his cigarette, his black-gloved hands scooped up a small black polyester bag. His white face floated in the dark, like a ninja outfitted by Sports Direct. His entire outfit, cap, tracksuit, socks and trainers, were the colour of ink. Inside the sports bag were his dirty work clothes, a bruised Asian pear that he'd hesitated to buy due to its loud crunch, two coconut waters with bits, and some semi-stale Danish pastries he'd found abandoned in a conference room during that night's security shift in a Tottenham Court Road office building. While inspecting which ones were still edible, his Hungarian co-worker, a highly specialised culinary historian who'd struggled to find work, had confided in him their true provenance. Sandor's accent was like warm treacle as they divided the spoils. "They should really be called Austrian pastries. They were created by imported Viennese bakers during a Danish baker's strike." "What nonsense," said Jasper, taking a hesitant bite. "Next you'll be telling me fat rascals were invented in Iceland, not Yorkshire." "I could blow your mind by poking holes in some of your pastry assumptions," said Sandor. The previous week, while Jasper watched the clock and dipped an almond croissant in his milky tea, Sandor had sat there arguing with himself, in two distinct voices, about the origin of an obscure baked treat he called a marmalade whoopsie. "A marmalade whoopsie is a lost Angevine recipe. Unique layers of marmalade, whipped cream and burnt treacle bring it to life," said Sandor in his first voice, which was baritone and suavely confident.
"I thought you said the sponge is the soul of the cake, not the filling," argued Sandor's second voice, a catty and witheringly sarcastic countertenor.
"What are you wittering about now?" Jasper interrupted, wishing he could bung up his ears with sponge as he counted down the hours of their shift.
"A marmalade whoopsie is a very complicated beast."
Whilst listening to his Magyar colleague's dialogue, Jasper had wet his fingertip to mop up fallen croissant flakes, though a few remained in his ginger beard. He discovered them later, still fairly fresh, while peering into the bathroom mirror in the flat of his unwitting host. The less Jasper was seen coming or going from his informal dwelling in Ridgemount Gardens, the better. "Avoid people, avoid questions," he always told himself. Several times he'd almost come face to face with Josie as she negotiated the hallway's final stairs, darting for cover until she was claimed by the night. On occasion she lingered on the doorstep, extracting a sheet of paper from a side pocket to read and reread the ingredients of her latest recipe. Once he'd seen her hold the page up to the glass door to pen an amendment. Unbeknownst to him, at that moment she had decided to experiment with a satay sauce made from luxury macadamia nuts rather than peanut butter. The next day, Sophie Bazoum, a round-faced lady in a bobble hat and sensible shoes, had anxiously joined the line outside Josie's door, a bag of Harrod's luxury macadamia nuts firmly in her grasp. The very same night that Josie had craved her unorthodox satay, Jasper's mouth had dropped open watching as a vivid red fox vixen crept from the undergrowth outside Ridgemount Gardens, followed by her two tiny cubs. Their stomachs hugged the ground in stealth as they gathered at Josie's feet. When she had finished her recipe amendments and turned to their expectant faces, Jasper heard light, enchanted laughter, like a mix of rustling leaves and tinkling wind chimes. He saw her hand disappear into her coat before tossing the foxes some treats. As she walked away, their pointed faces followed her progress expectantly, scattering only when Jasper stole into the road, his self-identified ninja skills outdone by their senses. Thank you for joining me, DJ Swales, on my podcast and today's reading from my upcoming book, People of Bloomsbury. I really appreciate all of the support my listeners give me on Patreon and buying my books, and I hope you'll join me for the next episode. Thank you so much.